Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. North Korea testing solid fuel missiles. Russia and China join exercises off the Japanese waters. Ukraine, President Zelensky seeking more and more weapons. The United States mentioning Patriot missiles. Russia, a visit by Vladimir Putin to Lukashenko in Minsk, talking about Lukashenko's Belarusian army getting involved, or at least the possibility of a Belarus front in an offensive against Kyiv. All of these are on the map. And I welcome John Bolton, writing at 1945 most recently, about the response so far. What we know is the plan in Washington. John, the heart of the matter is these all look to be the same threat to the United States. Does the State Department see it that way? Good evening to you, John.
Good evening. Well, I think the administration's problem overall is that it does not have a comprehensive vision for how to handle this multiplicity of threats simultaneously. They've certainly written a national security strategy, but I personally think it's very weak on China. That's the principal threat. And it's been a day late and a dollar short for most of the assistance we've given to Ukraine. We've given a lot, there's no doubt about it, not out of the goodness of our hearts, but because it's in our interest to do it. But what's the strategy for Ukraine to win the war? What's the strategy to defend Japan and South Korea with this increasingly ominous signaling by the combined forces of Russia and China, which, as I've said before, have produced already a kind of entente between themselves, maybe a division of labor, but also prepared to operate together when they are in the same territory as they are in East Asia. So the administration, it's a kind of a whack-a-mole approach. They see a problem, they try and deal with it. They may deal with it well or poorly, but there's not a lot of integration, I think, in their overall thinking.
I want to concentrate on East Asia because North Korea fired those missiles and the joint exercise is going on right now. First, the threat. You write very carefully in 1945 that North Korea is a client state of Beijing. Does the Biden administration see that these are not separate creatures? They're all one.
Well, they do not. And I'll have to say 20 plus years ago, I would have said they're separate as well. But I think ultimately you have to appreciate reality. And China could stop North Korea's belligerent activity, its nuclear program, its ballistic missile program at the drop of a hat, because without China's economic and other support, the Kim Jong-un regime, the family regime would collapse. China chooses not to do that, even while saying, oh, it's out of our hands, because this aggressive, hostile North Korean surrogate suits China's interest. It occupies the United States, it occupies Japan and South Korea, preoccupies their minds, and that diverts our attention from China. Not saying North Korea itself is not a threat, but by China saying, oh, there's nothing we can do about it, it forces us to try and do something about it, which we failed to do in the sense of stopping them for over 20 years.
Now for the other side of the equation. Japan has made a decision. Prime Minister Kishida has announced 2% GDP for expenditures for the military. Is that a significant factor now, John, with regard to China?
Well, it's a huge decision. It's probably the most significant military decision Japan has made since 1945. It doesn't amend the pacifist constitution. Former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe had thought about that and wasn't able to achieve it before he retired. He's obviously since been tragically assassinated. But In a way, you don't need to worry about what the Constitution says if Japan, in the next 5 years, as the Prime Minister has pledged, doubles its budget, and indeed it'll be more than double its budget, but from 1% of gross domestic product to 2%, which, by the way, is the NATO target. So if Japan succeeds in doing that, and with only a few assumptions about a growing Japanese economy in the next 5 years, meaning 2% of a higher number is a bigger number. If that happens, Japan will have the third biggest military in the world behind only the U.S. and China. That is a huge development, a huge contrast with Germany.
What is the significance of Japan looking for 500 Tomahawk missiles? What capability is that, John?
Well, the Tomahawks, which are a fantastic asset in our arsenal, are undeniably offensive weapons. And that in itself is a major shift for the Japanese, who call their military the self-defense force. I've been on some of their naval vessels. They look a lot like U.S. Navy vessels to me, not a self-defense force. But by buying Tomahawks, the Japanese will have the capacity from the Japanese islands to hit any target they want in North Korea and deep into China as far as Beijing. And if you don't think they didn't notice that in China, it's worth looking at again.
There's a new administration in Seoul, President Yoon. Where is he on the North Korean threat? Because he's clearly not his predecessor.
No, that's absolutely correct. He's embroiled in domestic issues right now. But I think President Yoon is a real potential partner to look at steps to deal with this North Korean threat in a realistic way, and also to overcome long-standing difficulties in the South Korean-Japanese relationship. It's very important for the United States. We have great relations with Japan. We have great relations with South Korea. The two of them do not have great relations. We would all be stronger and more capable of protecting ourselves if the three of us could work together.
The Japanese arming over these next years indefinitely, is that a counter to the aggression that China is showing with all those ICBMs with nuclear capable warheads?
Well, it's a very important step. There are other things going on as well. For example, we've talked before about the AUKUS program announced last year, Australia, UK, US building nuclear-powered submarines for Australia. Those will be American submarines, our design, basically. It's like putting 10 American submarines in the water. I think Japan could well ask for the same. I think other countries along China's Indo-Pacific periphery will be encouraged by this. It will be a sign of both increased American commitment, but also increased commitment by the countries involved. And I think we'll see a bandwagon effect here. The more that this moves ahead, the more we'll see other countries want to join in.
And this joint exercise between Russia and China warships, including the flagship of the Russian fleet in the Pacific, I know that they've met before in the high seas. Is there any significance to this, John, other than exercise?
Well, I think it's a clear political signal in East Asia. The wars between Japan and Russia, where the Japanese essentially destroyed the Tsarist Navy before World War I, have never been forgotten by the Russians or by the Japanese either. And to have these two ancient rivals, China and Russia, doing joint exercises, clear signal to Japan about what they need to worry about.
We're coming to the end of a horrible year, John. I know there are a number of them in the 20th century. I think this qualifies in the 21st century. It's been said and read, and I've read, John, repeatedly, that things are very dangerous, perhaps more dangerous than any time in this century. Do you agree with that, John, or do you think things can be contained?
Well, I think if we look back at the period of the Cold War, where there was a risk of a bipolar exchange of nuclear salvos between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, I do consider that the most dangerous point we've ever reached. But the danger point now is there are a lot more nuclear powers and others striving to become nuclear powers. And I think the tectonic plates in geostrategic affairs around the world are shifting. The question is, are we watching what's happening? Are we aware of it? Are we planning for it? Or are we just acting like observers, which I'm afraid is the more accurate and more accurate description and the more dangerous one.
Yes, and in our final 30 seconds, the Kremlin is talking about a long war. Do you agree, John, in Ukraine, a long war?
Well, if it is a long war, it will be to the Kremlin's benefit. I think right now they can't win anything more quickly. And that's a test of our resolve. What Putin can't win on the battlefield, he's going to try and win by splitting the West and winning it diplomatically.
John Bolton writing at 1945 about the threat of North Korea linked intimately with Beijing and the threat to our ally Japan.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.